This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya al mursaleen, Nabiina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Welcome to Gems from Surah Yusuf. It's a surah close to the hearts of many people. I'm sure yourself, you have an attachment with this surah. Some of the scholars, they say, like Ibn al-Qayyim, that there are more than 1,000 points of benefit, wisdoms and lessons inside the surah, which is amazing, isn't it? One story that captures 1,000 lessons, and even more than that. Now, as someone who studied this surah a number of times and taught its tafsir, I can tell you that there's definitely more than 1,000 lessons inside this surah. I want to share one of them with you now, but before I do, let me recite the verse. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابَ قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And they both raced towards the door, and she tore his shirt from the back, and they happened to find her master on the other side of the door. She said, "What should be the punishment for the one who wanted to harm your family, except imprisonment or a painful torture?" Now, this is a very interesting part of the story. This is the part of the story where Yusuf alayhi salam, his own master's wife, she becomes infatuated with him. We know that Yusuf alayhi salam, subhanAllah, was extremely handsome. But he was a slave and she was like his master. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one day she began to flirt with him and tried to seduce him. But when she tried to seduce him, Yusuf, despite being a slave, despite having listened to her orders from a young boy and listening and obeying her, despite not knowing anyone in that country because he was from Palestine and now had been sold into as a slave into Egypt, and in spite of the fact that he wasn't married, that he had no wife. So a person who has no wife obviously is more subject to temptation. And in spite of the fact that he was young, he wasn't an elderly person, he was like almost a 20-year-old, someone who struggles with desire more than anybody else. Despite all of these things, Allah says, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ, that he ran away from her to the door to try and get out. And she ran after him. Now think about this scene. Yusuf, he is running towards the door, which we know is actually locked already. Because the Quran says, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, that she locked all the doors and locked them properly and tightly. Despite knowing that that door is locked, he thought to himself, you know what? I am not going to fall into this sin of zina. I'm not going to have a relationship with this woman. The best I can do is run to that door, even though I know it's locked. That's fascinating. And she's running behind him. So there's two people on the outside, they're both doing the same thing. Are you following me? They're both running towards the door. However, on the inside, they're running for two different reasons. One is running to Allah, the other one running away from Allah. Subhanallah. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. And that shows us the power of intention. That Allah knows what you intend, my brother. Allah knows what you intend, my sister. When you write a message to someone on social media, or when you say something to someone's face and you intend evil, but you say it in a nice way, Allah knows the difference between the two. And Allah will judge you based on your intention. Yusuf alayhi salam, he's running to the door to get away. As for the woman, she's running behind to stop him getting away. She's running for evil, he's running for good. And Allah says that she was so infatuated with him that she grabbed his shirt and tore it from the back. You know, when if that happened to someone, they may stop and turn around and think, I give up. I can't get away. You know what? Maybe I'll just have to submit myself. But Yusuf, he continued to run. He ran all the way to the door, knowing it's locked. And then what does Allah say? وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. That they happened to find her husband on the other side of the door. I mean, how could that happen? She planned this thoroughly. Of course, she would have planned to do it at a time she knew her husband wasn't around. But it happened that he came back home. And it happened that he came to the very door that Yusuf was running to. Is that a coincidence? Is it an accident? Of course not. That's Allah. That's Allah looking after Yusuf alayhi salam. The beautiful thing about the Quran is it doesn't say wajada. Wajada means to find. Alfaya means to find without intending to find. As if to say the last person they expected to find at the door was her husband. See, Allah is saying that sometimes the doors are closed in your life. Sometimes you think to yourself there's no way out. Just like Yusuf thought there's no way out. But you need to run to the door. You need to do the minimum that you can do. Sorry, you need to do the maximum you can do. If the maximum you can do is move from this place to that place to get away from maybe some music, maybe something haram, you should do that. Because if you do that, Allah will open that door for you and you will be able to remove yourself completely. Subhanallah. This is an amazing lesson. The other thing is that when the husband sees what's happening, and imagine if he's standing at the door, the first person he's going to see is Yusuf and the second is going to be his wife. So it's very clear that the crime is supposed to be going to the wife. She's the one chasing him down. He's not chasing her. But his wife, she is so spiteful and she's so wicked that she begins to sow seeds of doubt in her husband's mind. She says, قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ بِسُوءٍ. She says, what should be the punishment of the one who wanted evil for your family? See, she doesn't say, what are you going to do with Yusuf? He's trying it on with me. She says, what are you going to do about the one who's trying it on with your family? As if to cut it deeper, to say, this, he's trying to dishonor your family, your name, your reputation. What are you going to do about that? You can just see her almost taunting her husband. And then she suggests, why don't you put him in prison? Why don't you put him in prison? Why don't you torture him? See how evil she was? Yusuf alayhi salam, we are being taught that he would have known that this woman is crazy and if I don't listen to her, she may kill me or put me in prison. Did that stop him from saying no? It didn't stop him. In just knowing that, you know what, if I don't listen, my life is in danger. So we're learning that if you were faced with a dilemma where on one hand, I have an option to do something haram, like falling into zina, having a relationship with a woman, which is haram. And on the other side, the option is to go to prison or to be tortured. Yusuf alayhi salam, he's teaching us that you should choose this one, which is amazing, isn't it? That usually people fall into zina, not because they've been forced to, but because they want to, because they desire to. Yusuf alayhi salam saying, I didn't want to do it myself. I was being forced to. But if it came between being forced to doing zina or going to prison, you know what I would prefer? I would prefer going to prison. You know what that teaches us, brothers and sisters? It teaches us how bad this evil is. It's so bad that you should opt for going to prison to escape it than falling into it even if you're forced to. And that's, subhanAllah, quite deep if you think about it. Another thing, as a parent, think about it. Your child is at university or college and he's telling you, you know what, mum, dad, I need to get married because it's a lot of temptation in university and I think I might fall into zina. As a parent, you're thinking, no. I'd rather you see your studies out properly and then I'll get you married on later on after you get your job, your house and your car. But, oh, mother and father, what you are actually saying is that even if he falls into zina, I'd rather him fall into zina and get a first, then get a maybe less than a first, and stay away from zina by getting him married off. SubhanAllah. Yusuf alayhi salam is saying, mother and father, if it's between your son doing zina and going to prison, choose prison. Never mind a lower grade. But that's an assumption that your son is going to get a lower grade. Your daughter's going to get a lower grade. What do you know? By taking care of that temptation in their life, by getting them married off young, you have just brought a degree of clarity and you have removed stress from their life. And as a student, that could make you perform better. So by taking the step to get your son married off young, it may make him a better student, but one thing it will do is make him a better servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you can say to Allah, Allah, where everybody else was saying, no son, you can get married off later on, I took the step to get him married off young to save him from falling into this sin. Don't you think Allah will reward you? Don't you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a better place in paradise, will forgive you of your sins, so on and so forth? Of course. But this is what we are learning from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names and attributes that he inspires us through the teachings of Yusuf. But he also protects us from zina and gives us the ability to say no, no matter what the consequences. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum.